one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, ever present help in need, praised by all the heavenly hosts. All he made is love enfold, all creation he upholds. We all believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Mary's Son, who descended from his throne, and for us salvation won. By whose cross and death are we rescued from all misery. We all confess the Holy Ghost, who from both in truth proceeds, who sustains and comforts us in all trials, fears, and needs. Blessed and holy Trinity, praise forever yours shall be.
Page 136. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The introit. Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people.
O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it all together. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel, and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Glory be to God on high,
and on earth peace, good will toward men.
We praise you, we bless you,
we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Who sits at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy. For you only are holy, you only are the Lord. You only, O Christ, with the Holy Spirit, are most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Merciful and eternal God, from whom the holy apostles St. Peter and St. Paul received grace and strength to lay down their lives for the sake of your Son, grant that, strengthened by the Holy Spirit, we may, with like constancy, confess your truth and be at all times ready to lay down our lives for him who laid down his life for us. Even Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for St. Peter and St. Paul, apostles, is from the 34th chapter of Ezekiel. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey and my flock became food for every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, nor did my shepherd search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and did not feed my flock. Therefore, O shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand. I will cause them to cease feeding the sheep, and the shepherds shall feed themselves no more. For I will deliver my flock from their mouths, that they may no longer be food for them. For thus says the Lord God, indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloud and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pasture, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. There they shall lie down in a good fold, and feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek what was lost, and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken, and strengthen what was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong and feed them in judgment. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Instead of your fathers shall be your sons, whom you shall make princes in all the earth. I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore the people shall praise you forever and ever.
The epistle is from the 12th chapter of Acts. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some from the church. Then he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to seize Peter also. Now it was during the days of unleavened bread. So when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out, that night Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Awake, or arise quickly." And his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, "Gird yourself and tie on your sandals." And so he did. And he said to him, "Put on your garment and follow me." So he went out and followed him, and did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first and the second guard posts, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. And when Peter had come to himself, he said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people." This is the word of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. The hymn is the handout sheet, Christ, Thou Art the Sure Foundation. Christ, Thou art the sure foundation, Thou a head and cornerstone, chosen of the Lord and precious, binding all the church in one. Thou the Zion, self forever, anchor, confidence alone. To this temple where we call thee, come, O Lord of hosts, today. With thy wonted loving kindness, hear thy servants as they pray. And thy fullest benediction shed within these walls away. Here vouchsafe to all thy servants what they ask of thee to gain, what they gain from thee forever with the blessed to retain. And hereafter in thy glory evermore with thee to reign. Praise and honor to the Father, praise and honor to the Son, praise and honor to the Spirit, ever three and ever one, one in might and one in glory, while unending ages run. Our sermon text is from Acts chapter 12, verse 3. And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to seize Peter also. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Christ's church on earth is always in a fight against her enemies. We did not initiate the fighting, but we were drawn into it because of our association with our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord did not do anything wrong, but he was opposed because of his proclamation of the truth, the gospel, the good news. Our chief enemy is Satan. He is a liar and a murderer. However, he has employed not only the unholy angels, who are the demons, to help him, but also some of the children of men. The family of Herod, who was especially prominent in their work on Satan's behalf. Herod the Great is known because of his attempt to kill the infant Jesus, sending soldiers to kill the babies in Bethlehem, trying to get Jesus. Archelaus, one of the sons of Herod, was reigning in Judea when Jesus was brought back, when Joseph brought back the family, the Holy Family, from Egypt, and thus they were to live in a different area because they feared him. Another son, Herod Antipas, became friends with Pontius Pilate after Pilate sent Jesus to him for an audience. And it's Herod Antipas that then sends Jesus back to Pilate. Herod Antipas is also the one who killed the great forerunner of Jesus when he had John the Baptist beheaded. And in today's text, if the sons are not enough, in Acts 12 we get to the grandson, Herod Agrippa I, who killed St. James and now is planning to kill St. Peter. As a ruler over all of Palestine, he was seeking the favor of the Jews. And in order to do that, he was going around arresting and then scourging and abusing prominent Christians. It would seem that the apostles who had been there may have come back. And thus, when he saw how he grabbed St. James and had him killed, and how that death gave him great standing among the Pharisees and the high priest, Herod Agrippa had plans to kill St. Peter as well, who may have been coming back for the Passover. But he wasn't going to kill him at the Passover. No, he would do it the day after, which you might know would be the same day on which Jesus had been killed. Everyone, Herod, the Jews, and the church knew what the plan was as St. Peter was in prison. Herod had gone as far as to take the greatest of precautions. He put St. Peter in his own palace prison and under the heaviest of guards. Even St. Peter probably fully expected to die. When reinstated after his denial, Jesus had already told him, "Feed my sheep. Most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish." And it goes on to say, "This he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God." Hands out, St. Peter would be crucified as well. The only thing left for the church to do was to pray. And yet that was the solution as well. They brought the situation before the Lord, who was the only one who could help. If the Lord wills it, nothing can prevent the success of Christ's church. No amount of soldiers, no chains or iron gates can defeat Christ's mission. All things will work out for the good for those who love the Lord. And Satan's plans and his downfall are already foretold in the scriptures. They are inevitable. Christ's church stands on a sure foundation. But we do need to recognize that there will be affliction and persecution. There will be suffering and death. There will be fighting between Christ's church and the devil's dominion. There will be babies murdered by Herod the Great at the time of Jesus' infancy. Jesus, though he did not fear Herod Antipas in Luke 13, when the disciples told him that he ought to get out and depart from here, for Herod wants to kill you, Jesus told him, "Go tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected." So maybe not now, but it would come. You see, Jesus was finally crucified unto death. St. James is the second, prominent martyr in the book of Acts, following St. Stephen, who was also martyred. St. Peter is saved from certain death in Acts chapter 12, but church history tells us that he died between AD 67 and 70. Having been in prison for Christ's sake, he was taken out to death under the persecution of Nero. They were going to nail him to a cross. And the story goes that Peter said no, No, my Lord died like that. I am not worthy to die as he did. Then Peter said, hang me on the cross, head downward. And that's what they did. We need to remember there will be casualties. But our Lord only allows these when they work towards his benefit. These faithful Christians would not die until first they had served as Christ's instruments and they had already accomplished their mission for which our Lord had sent them. They couldn't take him before then. As long as there was a mission, as long as the Lord was using them, they could not be taken. There would be no tragedy. Second, they would not die until their death was going to serve Christ's purpose, a greater good. Our triune God is working out all things for the benefit of his church. No cause of truth is hopeless. No suffering or death is without benefit. No one is taken before the Lord has used them as his instrument. And so in today's text, we see, well, something else. We see that there are two places where we hear about St. Peter and his understanding. First, it says in verse 9 that St. Peter did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought that he was seeing a vision. And then, a little later in verse 11, St. Peter says, now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people. First he did not know, then now I know. We are to learn two things. There are times in which we do not know. We do not know how things will work out. We do not yet know what the Lord's will is. At the time that Peter is lying chained in prison, he does not know what will happen. He assumes he will be killed. The proper response? Sleep. Be ready for tomorrow's execution. It is coming. For the church, when they see that Peter is to be killed, the proper response is to pray to the Lord. Who knows? We don't know. When the angel is releasing Peter, he is thinking, this must only be a kind of unreal dream. Maybe this is what I'm thinking ought to happen. Maybe it's what I want. I don't know. He says, I didn't really know. Maybe it was only a subliminal desire to be saved. And then he would wake up. But when he comes to his senses and realizes that it is real, he says, now I know. Now I know what the Lord has plans. He knows it is God's will, not just his own wish. And at this, the response of Peter is twofold. He is to rejoice with his friends and then leave Jerusalem. Oh, there were other times in which they were to stay and they went into the temple and they preached the word of God. But if God had prevented his death, if God had sent him out, then the proper response is to flee further arrest and death. Now that I know, here is what he is to do. So also for us, when we do not know the Lord's will, well, then sit fast and do your vocation. If you are in trouble and the Lord wishes to deliver you, then rejoice and move on to the next task that he has given. Either way, you can know that the Lord's will shall be done. And if your life ends, it will not end until he has used you to accomplish his mission. Whether we live or whether we die, the Lord wins the victory over our enemies. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. The Offertory, page 143. We stand.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me
Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, you are seated at the right hand of the Father, and we heartily thank you that you did give to your church inspired apostles, Peter and Paul, teachers. You confirmed their preaching with signs following and with the testimony of your Holy Spirit. Grant us grace that we may firmly be established in faith by their words, gladly confess your name, that we may be comforted in affliction and adversity by your gracious presence, and that we may come before you in heaven. Grant us that we may follow the example of these godly witnesses in their exercise of holiness, even unto the end. Vouchsafe unto us at all times faithful shepherds, who shall walk in the footsteps of the apostles, lead their flocks into the wholesome pastures of your divine word, guard them from unprofitable ways of error, and by instruction, entreaty, and admonition, keep them with you in the one true faith. Prepare men's hearts to receive your word. Enable them to bring forth plenteously the fruits of righteousness, that your name may be praised. World without end. Amen. The offertory psalm. Instead of your fathers shall be your sons, whom you shall live
all the earth. I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore the people shall praise you forever and ever.
Our God.
It is good and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, because you have mightily governed and protected your holy church, which the blessed apostles and evangelists instructed in your divine and saving truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna,
Hosanna in the highest.
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. Amen.
Grant that we, O Lord, may be cleansed and defended. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I will receive the bread of heaven and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy you should come under my roof, but only speak the word and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for me, preserve my body and soul into everlasting life. Amen. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve your body and soul into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Past our lips as food, O Lord, may we possess in purity of heart what has given us in time be our healing for eternity. Let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good,
and his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. You have fed us with bread from heaven, O Lord. Keep us from all harm through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.